A fault is a weakness, a defect, a fracture. Faults divide, tear, and consume. Here in the city of Chester's Chasm, we struggle to maintain that precarious balance over the precipice and the earth, in our lives and in our hearts. This story is about four teenagers with faults of their own.
The fault between my faith and freedom.
The fault between my family and identity.
The fault between my choice and my obligation.
The fault between my life and death.
As these fractures grow, we stand at the edge and ask, what must we sacrifice to sate the void's endless hunger? Is it possible that the answer lies within all our faults? Greetings, and welcome to All Our Faults, a Monster Hearts 2 actual play podcast. I am your most grateful MC and host, Mistress Winter. In our last chapter, Celine took Jacob up on a date that ended with a, climactic finish, regardless of Celine's ulterior motives. Michael, forced out of the house by a mysterious adults-only party setup, stalked his crush at home. Crispin discovered a modicum of self-respect and stood up to his father about attending the back-to-school bash. Honestly, the release of Chapter 8 couldn't have been more perfect if I'd planned it. Our first sex scene just happened to fall right in the season of love. Now, I don't mean to say sex and love are the same thing, as many of us know full well that that is not true at all. Still, they are bedfellows much of the time. In regards to love, I recognize that I am very lucky to have lots of love in my life. Family, friends, partners. Sadly, I will be far removed from much of that love very soon as I move to another continent. It feels like starting over and having to build a support system all over again. While there are a plethora of new opportunities to cultivate relationships, the ones that I leave behind will struggle. Thanks, ADHD brain. But before I carry on rambling, I just want to say that I hope that you have healthy, supportive relationships in your life, and that you take the time to appreciate them while you can. And if you find yourself in need of a friend or someone to talk to, I'm happy to chat. Stay tuned after the show for more shoutouts and thank yous. Please enjoy. Chapter 9. Bash It On, Part 1. The back-to-school bash is in full swing at Chesterfield High School. The gymnasium specifically is lit up and alive with sounds and noise of all of the students that have come to attend the school's first dance slash pep rally of the season. Inside, you have these streamers and balloons that are of this deep forest green, highlighted by gold and yellow balloons and streamers. One of these students has volunteered to DJ, given explicit instructions not to play anything explicit. The school definitely curated his playlist before he got started. The four of you will arrive in your own turn and be summoned over to a table off to the side by Barbara. Hi guys, thank you so much for being here. I'm really, really excited for us to get started.
Great, what now?
Well, I just wanted to be here to make sure everything goes as smoothly as possible and we can get those pictures for the yearbook. I see you brought your camera, that's fantastic. And I'm really excited for you to get out there.
I'm so glad you're so excited.
Well, good.
You know, Barbara, we're excited too. So if you don't need anything else from us, we're gonna go do that.
Okay, so you have your assignments, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay, so what are you doing?
Is there anybody you want me to get, like, quotes from? Like, any specific people I need to get, like, little taglines?
Absolutely. You need to get some words from the principal. You need to hit maybe a few members of the faculty.
Okay.
Make sure to get the student body president and executive council.
So I absolutely read the assignment, but just to make sure I didn't forget anything, can you remind me of any specific photographs you're looking for?
Oh, you want to get photos of people having a good time. Maybe even a nice landscape of the stage and how well it's decorated.
A landscape of an interior?
A wide shot, then?
That's more like it. Good job. Can I shut her down?
Yes, you can.
Thank you. We're in a mood tonight. One moment, I just need to review my scores. That's plus cool, right?
Yes.
Thanks. Well, I'm just making sure that that is in fact a 12.
Well, I didn't want anything to be missed.
Yeah, no, I asked. I definitely asked. Thanks. And the rest of the assignments, do you mind for my friends in case they've forgotten anything too?
No, I'm sure you all have it. I will be right here if you need anything.
Thanks.
I would like it noted that I have arrived with Jacob. He drove me, and we are together.
Okay.
And I am purposefully standing apart from Crispin.
Is he in this meeting with us?
Yeah, he is. Yearbook. Mm.
And there's clearly something different about our relationship. I think he'd be more touchy. There would be this like clear indication that he has suddenly very into me.
Ah, hate it.
Yeah, his arm is draped around your shoulders most of the time. Doesn't want to detach, even if you want to go get a drink or whatever. He's constantly trying to press himself against you, coming up behind you, putting his arms around your shoulders, or leaning his chin on your shoulder. Any way to touch you.
Most of the time, especially when he does it when I'm not expecting it or he's behind me, I'm definitely noticeably stiffening, and I'm a little uncomfortable. To those who know me, which truly I think the only person in this group who actually knows me is Crispin, if Crispin's paying attention, would be able to tell that I'm uncomfortable.
Yeah, Crispin is clocking this, and having gained a little bit of confidence and riz, shall we say, from standing up to his dad, is gonna look over at Barbara and pass his eyes over the group and say, okay, so we need some interior shots of, the dance floor and maybe some of the decorations and things like that to use for, not B-roll, but, you know, different little, like, trimmings and stuff. Michael, how about you and Jonathan, is it?
Oh, me? No, Jacob. Easy to confuse, yeah, I know.
Jacob, right, yeah. J-name, no worries. Why don't you two head in and start getting some photos set up? And Bert, you've got some interviews to do, am I right?
Yeah. I thought it would be cool if I could, you know, interview the person and then get, like, a photo of them. But if we've already set up teams, I can go solo, I guess.
No.
And actually, first, hold on. Let's get a shot of the happy couple. Smile, kids.
In the photo, I'm definitely like, eyes are wide. Just do not take my picture right now.
Crispin does not step out of the way for the photo. Unless Michael, like, actively re-angles the shot, Crispin is 100% photobombing this photo.
Hell yeah.
I'm dead.
And Jacob is arms across Celine's chest, like, fingers out, peace signs. What?
Beautiful.
Celine is trying to communicate with her eyes to not take this photo to you, Michael.
Yeah, no. Oh, Crispin, no, move over for a second, please. Come on, Crispin, we're having fun. Come on, smile. Are you going to move, Crispin?
You have such an interesting definition of fun. And Crispin will move not out of the photo, but like at least behind them. So he's still in it, but not as overtly obstructing it.
Okay, thanks. Michael will look over his camera and just make some lingering eye contact with you for a second. And then hold up the camera and click. Thanks. This will be a good one for the book, I'm sure of it. Let's go in and take some photos.
By the time you finish with these photo antics and call a break to the session, you'll notice that Barbara has disappeared.
Yeah, now that the frau's gone, let's go do our jobs.
That's fine. No one cares about her.
Poor Barbara.
Okay. Quick, since we're all right here, does anyone have any quotes? Any? How are we feeling about this? I've got my notebook ready.
If the school year ends tomorrow, it's not fast enough.
How positive.
Okay, I'm going to write that down, but I don't think it's going to make it anywhere. Cool camera, by the way.
Thanks.
I took some pictures with the film camera recently. I don't know if you want to help me develop those or whatever.
Maybe.
Okay, cool. I start to and I'm like, well, hold on. We can pencil that in on another notebook. This is for the quotes. So I'm going to go get those. And then I scurry off to find the principal and my list of people to talk to.
Okay. Are you going alone?
I guess so, because my buddy got rebuddied with somebody else, so I gotta go buddy-less.
Crispin has plans, apparently.
Yeah, Crispin's doing a thing, so...
So, Bert, you are heading out to interview some of the faculty. And first up on your list is Principal Shaolin Kim.
Okay.
They are lingering around the center of this party, shaking hands with any adults who happen to bring their kids, talking with some of the other faculty. They wear a very slender suit with a green button-up shirt, gold tie. Gotta represent.
Of course, yeah.
Well, good evening, Mr...
Bert Ransom.
Bert Ransom, that's right.
Yes, that's me. Good to see you here.
Good to see you too. How have you been adjusting? You've been here, what, about a year now, yes?
Yeah, a year. It's been interesting, but I'm here with your book. I'm trying to get more involved with the club here, so I'm excited.
The club?
Yeah.
Oh, are you with the yearbook?
Yeah, I'm actually here to get a quote.
Fantastic.
What do you see this being a successful year? How do you envision this being a good year for the students here, Chesterfield?
Some hard-hitting questions already. And caught me off guard, too. Who?
You know me.
Let's see. I guess I could say that the start of a new year means fresh chances and new opportunities for every student here at Chesterfield.
Fresh chances, new opportunities. I love it. Yeah, do you have any big plans for this year? Anything to make it memorable for the students here?
I'm sorry?
Do you have any plans to make this year memorable for the students?
Oh, so many things. We are going to increase the number of dances.
Okay.
Assuming, of course, that our wonderful student organizations raise the money that they need for them.
Okay.
We have a discretionary fund for such things, but we always end up coming up a little bit short. So we need the students to get out there and volunteer and fundraise.
Okay, awesome. Volunteer and fundraise. Okay.
I would also like to say that we intend to make learning personal. Really connect with students and what they find most important.
Okay, great. Two more quick questions, if you don't mind. What does Chesterfield mean to you?
Chesterfield has been my life, and you students are the lifeblood of that school. So in a way, you are my heart.
Okay, heart. We are life and heart. Amazing. Last question, and this is kind of a big one, but question of security. There has been rumors of a plague going around from certain people. So how are you planning to keep the students safe from such a virus or sickness or plague or outbreak?
Well, if you are referring, of course, to the COVID pandemic, well, we followed our state's regulations as was required. We made sure to initiate remote work, and we will certainly pull out those protocols again as needed. But we also instituted a optional mask mandate for when students returned after the pandemic had been declared over. So that way, no student will feel ostracized if they feel they need to wear a mask. Vaccines are required for enrollment. So we want to make sure that every student keeps others safe who may not be able to receive such protections.
Okay, wow, great. Thank you. That was a lot. Parts of these are probably going to be broken down into little bite-sized chunks in the yearbook.
Of course.
but thank you for your words. Can you point me in the direction of any faculty members? I need to get kind of quotes from everybody.
You can go speak with Miss Havisham over there, my secretary, who just has the bead on student life.
The bead on student life. Okay, great. Well, thank you so much. This has been super fun so far. I've only been here like 20 minutes, but it seems like people are having fun.
Oh, good, good. We want our students to have fun, to come together as a community and a school, and everyone's education will benefit from it.
Great. That could have been another quote in itself, but I have like a whole 3 pages of just you, so I need to kind of focus on somebody else real quick. But yes, thank you, Principal Kim.
Of course, of course. Please, enjoy the festivities.
Of course, yeah, I will. I mean, I guess I'm going to go towards the secretary.
All right. Let's fade over to Celine.
Okay. Are Michael and Jacob still standing here then with us?
Well, Jacob is.
I assume Bert would have gone off and Michael's still here with the camera. Michael knows how to read a room and he's already been doing his little mischief. So, Jacob, we were given orders by Herr Crispin over there. So why don't we get on and go take pictures of the dance and get a nice little landscape?
I take pictures with my mind and it's already there. So all good.
All right. Awesome. Come along. You can help with a little mind of yours.
No, I'm good. I'm going to stay with my girl here. Like, she's kind of my date.
Can I hypnotize him?
Yes, you can.
12. Yeah, I'm rolling rocks. A 6 and a 4 plus 2.
All right.
Damn.
Come on. It'll be fun.
His jaw goes slack as the hypnotism sinks into his very feeble-minded character.
I'm sure you'll have a great time.
Yeah, it's gonna be a blast. Yeah.
Follow me.
Right on!
Good boy.
I'll be back. Like, save my spot. And you owe me a dance, right?
Of course I do.
I would like to know what this hypnotism looks like to me. Do I notice anything about what just happened?
Ooh, good question. Good question.
Same question.
Yeah, so my voice changes, right? Like, I'm speaking the way I imagine myself speaking, so it has to go slow, a little lower. I get creepy. I imagine my eyes, which are already fairly gray and pale, get paler. Not white, but paler. And, like, my pupils get really tiny, so I look a lot more predatory.
Can I roll, like, gaze into the abyss or something to see if I can pick up on there being something supernatural about this?
Absolutely.
And I would say, Celine, the other day when I got really close to you after like that howling outside and I was really close to like biting you, my voice and my like demeanor would have been very similar.
Okay, good to know.
Probably to you it would send off some red flags.
Gaze into the abyss is dark, right?
Yes, it is.
And while she's rolling that, you have not tried to hypnotize Crispin, but you did attempt to turn him on me. Would it have been a similar effect?
I don't think a turn him on would have done that.
Okay.
Because that's just me being hot.
Amazing. Then I will not choose to try to roll.
I rolled a 6, so I don't notice shit. As y'all are leaving, I will kind of look at him and just, take your time. Have fun.
Oh, this is going to be a blast. Woo-woo!
I will probably turn my head and make a little eye contact with Crispin and give him a wink and a smile. And you might just notice the hint of a fang protruding just a little bit. You won't know what that means, but you wouldn't have noticed it before.
Yeah, no, I certainly would not have noticed it before. And I feel like at this point, I'm kind of chalking it up to my euphoria and just being like, I need to calm down. I am maybe hyperventilating. I need oxygen to my brain space.
And that leaves me alone with Crispin.
Yeah.
I would probably watch Jacob and Michael leave and then just turn to Crispin and say, well, you seem to have got what you wanted, which was me alone.
I think Crispin is still watching Jacob and Michael walk away and he'll just go, enthusiastic?
Yes, he is, more than I can say for others.
I don't think enthusiasm is a worthy replacement for respect.
Oh, respect. That's what you'd call it.
Yes, I upset you. And Crispin is aggressively not meeting your eyes.
And Celine, I am staring directly at him.
Oh, he knows. He can feel your eyes burning into his soul if he still thought he had one. I hurt you and I made a choice, and sometimes choices are wrong and sometimes they're not even really choices, and I don't know who I am. And he'll finally meet your eyes and he'll say, I sometimes get glimpses of who I'd like to be, and it happens when I'm with you. And I don't think that sorry is a strong enough word for what I feel right now, but I care, and you deserve better. And that's it. I just wanted you to hear that.
I'm clearly having kind of a mixture of emotions because of what you're telling me, because for the most part, this is really sweet and really moving, and I'm trying to deny my feelings for you as well. However, there will be this flit of emotions across my face of like this slight softening before I harden it up again and just, did you notice that nowhere in there did you ever say the words, I'm sorry?
Okay, you're right.
All I want from you is an apology. That's all I was waiting for. And you can't even give me that. And then you step in when I'm with someone else and want to...
Crispin is gonna get a real pissy look on his face and say, tell me you didn't want me to step in. Look me in the eye and tell me that you didn't want someone to step in and get you out of that.
You mean shut someone down, please?
Oh, God. Oh, look at my little boy growing a pair. Too bad it's at the girl and not, you know, the people who deserve it. Is that hot?
Cold. It's cold.
Oh, okay. God, cold's been really fucking me today. Oh. It's 9.
9 is a partial success. Now, if you want to use your forward, you can make that a 10.
Oh, yes. Yes, I do. I do. You're right. I'll do the thing.
In that case, you do not gain a condition, and you get to choose one from below. She loses a string on you, she gains a condition, or you gain another forward.
I would like to give her a condition.
Yes, you would.
What's the condition?
You know, the one I was thinking you should give me was damsel in distress, especially because you are the knight.
There we go.
Perfect. Yep. All right. Sorry. Celine, your response.
I will be at a loss for words and just kind of breathing heavily, trying to deny how I'm truly feeling, but it's not working, and just come out on it. Higher pitched than I'd like it to, as I'm so clearly lying and just, you don't know what I want.
And you don't know what I want. And he's gonna get real, like in the movies, like their lips were a breath apart, close. And he's gonna go, and God willing, you never will. And he's gonna go off to find someone who needs a battery pack or a snack or a bottle of water.
Bert, you spend the next hour of the back to school bash talking to the school secretary, a couple key teachers, including the grumpy gym teacher. In a lull between your interviews, you make your way over toward the snack table. It looks like people had brought in a whole bunch of potluck desserts, and you had Tupperware of cupcakes and various little finger foods that kids could pick up and eat. There was a big red punch bowl. And as you step up to the table, one of the other students, Deanna Hathaway, is at the table with this very disgusted look on her face.
Because I'm bored of talking to all these teachers and giving them like these buzzwords and just very like, community is everything and whatever. So I'm just like, hey, I don't know. Can you just give me like a straight just kind of answer? Like, how are you feeling? What's going on? How's this party?
One word?
It can be a sentence.
Dismayed.
Oh?
I set this up. She points to the table. I don't know what happened. It's ruined.
What's wrong with it? And I'm going to look around to see, like, if I see anything out of place or out of order.
On closer inspection, the food looks like it has been sitting there for a day or more. It's hard and dry, and there are even growing flecks of mold. Even the punch in the punch bowl seems to have separated, as those sugary liquids tend to do. All the sugar coagulates at the bottom, and then mold begins to grow on the surface.
All right, seeing this, Bert is going to, like, hold back his excitement, because finally something is happening. But he's like, oh, God, this looks terrible. Did you set out the food? Did you set it out too early? What happened here?
I coordinated it, and people brought their food, which looked fine about 4 hours ago, but now it looks terrible.
Yeah, it does. Have you been at the table the whole time? Have you noticed anybody coming by, or?
Well, not the whole time, no, but I've been here most of the time.
Okay, interesting. Yeah, let me go check on something real quick. And I want to step away to, like, because this is in the gymnasium, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Kind of like the further reaches of the gymnasium. And I'm going to try to use some of my Reaper power to see if I can, like, sense death or, like, decay on any of the students around here.
Ooh, okay.
So to use my powers, I have to use roll dark. That's a 4.
So that is a failure.
Yeah, more experience.
There is this pervasive feeling of unquenchable thirst or insatiable hunger. Just this feeling of need, but not having the ability to satisfy that need. And it's just everywhere. Like this strange cloud that has descended upon the back to school bash.
Okay, I think I'm going to see if I can find Michael anywhere, because to my knowledge, out of our close group of friends, he's the only one that I've seen do anything supernatural because we were kind of bound together. So maybe he can get a sense of what's going on. So yeah, I'm going to try to seek out Michael.
Okay, well then let's go ahead and turn to Michael. Michael, you've headed into the party with Jacob, who by your own command is way, way too enthusiastic about all of this.
Yeah, so the dance. What's the space look like again? Remind me. Are we in like a school gym?
Yeah, a school gymnasium. Yeah, the bleachers are pulled out enough that there's some seating. You also have a stage at the one end.
Okay, cool. So are the bleachers, they're out. Are they dark underneath?
You can't quite get underneath them.
Okay. What about the stage? Can I get under that? Or backstage? Is it dark there?
There is a small backstage area, yes.
Cool. Jacob and I work with the yearbook. We wanted to go backstage for a minute. Do you mind?
Oh, no, man. Wherever we go, I'm sure it's going to be a blast. It's going to be great.
Yeah, follow me.
Without question, he is right behind you.
So we're going to find a dark corner backstage behind like a curtain. And I'm going to take a drink. I'm kind of hungry.
Okay.
And lucky for me, I have the feeding. Also, with my last major fail, I was able to take an advancement, so I have Marked for the Hunt, another vampire move, which means that when feeding on someone, I can establish a preternatural bond. So from now on, whenever I gaze into the abyss concerning Jacob, if I want to, for his whereabouts or well-being, I can roll as if I had Dark 3.
Okay, perfect.
I'm just going to take a little sip, and because I have the feeding, it's the first time I've ever fed on him, so we can both mark experience, which is fun. I don't know that Jacob will mark experience, but I certainly will. And then I get to choose 2. So I heal 1 harm, I take 1 forward, and he definitely doesn't die. I don't need to heal any harm, so I will take a forward, and I guess Jacob doesn't die.
His energy, however, does plummet.
That's fine.
despite his enthusiasm to keep hanging out with his new best bud, no hickeys, man, like...
Yeah, no, don't worry, I'm good at this.
Okay. I'm just gonna, like, sit right here, if that's okay, because I'm feeling a little sleepy, man. Yeah.
Yeah, just rest. And then I'll give the bite mark a little lick to heal it, and leave him to take a nap. Take some pictures of the dance.
Okay. You get through maybe half a roll when Bert sidles up next to you.
Hey.
Hey, are you busy right now? Something... I mean, you are. We're working here, but I have a question for you.
What's up?
Have you noticed anything weird or strange going on here? I mean, and not just like the weird, like, teenager thing, but like, you know, like kind of what happened to us type deal.
Okay, hold on a moment and I'll pull you off to the side. Okay, do you mean my kind of strange or your kind of strange?
I'm not sure what all the food over at the food table, like, is rotten. It went bad. And they said they've only been out there for a couple of hours. And there's just like, I don't know, I tried to reach into my kind of strange, and I felt like a hunger or something that could not be satiated. And I don't know, are you getting any weird feelings, any weird vibes? I'm still kind of new to this.
Let me think about it. Can I gaze into the abyss?
Yes, you may.
Is that plus cold?
Dark.
No, that's a 3.
You still get that same sense of bottomless hunger that strangely vibes with your vampiric needs.
Oh, I think we should go find Celine.
Okay.
And at that mention, you'll hear a distant screeching, mind-scratching howl.
Now, as you might notice, my fangs popping out.
Yeah, I think as I hear that, I'm going to reach into my pocket and put the ring on. Did you heard that, right?
Yes.
Okay.
As I walk, I just am moving.
Okay, and I'm following you.
You will cross the dance to find Celine. Where have you disappeared to?
I think I'd be just trying to busy myself with literally anything. So I would have my head kind of down, but constantly be looking over my shoulder and just kind of walking around trying to find anything to do, and decidedly trying not to look at whatever direction Crispin walked in. So you would literally find me just wandering around.
You would also have heard the distant howl,
which would make me immediately freeze and frantically start looking around to try and determine the direction.
Because of the distance and that it's not in the building, it's hard to pinpoint, other than it was, we'll say, west toward the parking lots.
When y'all approach Celine, she would just be kind of standing eerily still. Her entire body would be tense, and she would just be kind of frantically looking around.
Celine, are you okay? Did you hear that? Does it look like other people have heard it too, or is it just kind of us?
There were some heads that perked up at the sound.
But she, like, froze.
Oh, yes.
You heard that too, right? That scream?
Upon you saying that, I will jump unreasonably.
Oh, sorry, it's just us, it's just...
Oh, hi.
Celine, it's back.
Back? What do you mean back? What do you mean it is a better question?
Nothing is back. You don't know what you're talking about.
And Michael will get a little too close. I can feel it too.
No, you don't understand. And I need you to stop pretending like you do.
Sure, whatever you say. We should probably get you out of here, though.
It literally won't make a difference.
Even if I drive really fast?
She'll just kind of start laughing.
Don't drive fast. The last time you drove quickly, it was bad for the two people involved.
Bert, that wasn't the last time.
It's the last time I rode with you. But what is going on? Do you know something dangerous? Something what?
Oh, that's right. You weren't here the other day.
The comment of even if I drive really fast would send Celine just spiraling, and I will start letting out this just kind of mirthless cackle. Just like, you really think it'll make a difference, do you? Oh my god, you just don't get it.
No, I don't get it. What is happening? What is going on? Is something coming? Are we in danger?
Everything is fine. Everyone is totally fine. Everything is fine. You are safe. Michael is safe. Crispin is safe. Everyone is safe. It's just after me. And it doesn't even matter because you don't even know what I'm talking about.
I don't. And also, distant screams don't sound fine. That's not what fine sounds like.
What Celine has been saying, everybody's safe, is countermanded by someone rushing in through the front doors. There's been some kind of animal attack in the parking lot. I think somebody's hurt.
Yeah, everyone is safe.
That person's not safe.
A whole bunch of people, mostly faculty, get their wits about them and rush out of the building.
Celine turns white, pale, all of the color drains from her face, and she goes just like slack, essentially. For a second, it looks like she might collapse as she just stares at the person.
Okay, I want to reach out and try to like stabilize her. Like, hey, whoa, we got you. What's going on?
I will not notice at all. Like, not even pay you a glance of like, no, that's not right. It shouldn't.
Michael will grab your wrist and you might notice it's warm.
Come on, we should probably get you away.
I need to know who's hurt.
You said something about Crispin earlier. Is he safe? Is he okay?
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of All Our Faults. As always, a thank you to the Tabletop Tailspinners Network and director Emma Kokar for our home. Thank you to our new PR queen, Juicy Garland, for being our greatest advocate and promoter. Our cast includes Abby Marie Carter, who can be found at Abby_Marie_Carter, Ben at DJ_Blindian, Juicy Garland at Juicy Garland, Kat Kelly at Kat Kelly Social, and myself, Mistress Winter, at G Mistress Winter. Want to let us know how we're doing? You can leave us a review, or now you can email us at allourfaults@tabletoptailspinners.com. We'd love to hear from you. Until next time, we wish your heart all the love that it needs.
This has been a tale from the Tabletop Tailspinners Network.